Psachim, Perkei Mishneh Zayin. We continue our description of the Seder of the Shechitas Korban Pesach. Yotzeso Kat Rishoyna. The Kat Rishoyna, remember the Kahal Adas Yisrael, there were three Kitois. The first Kat goes out for Nichnasot Kat Shniyo. Yotzeso Shniyo, Nichnasot Shlishis. Kemaisa Rishoyna, Kach Maisa Shniyo, V'Hashlishis. L'chor, they do exactly the same thing, which L'chor is a double Pashut. If not, why the Mishnah has to speak it out by Richus. Koru is a Halel. Remember that this was the Shira of the Levim. It wasn't the regular Shir Shoyim that they said B'Shas Nisochim by a regular carbon. Over here, it was B'Shas Shchita, because that's the Iker of the Hakrova is the Shchita. B'Shas the Shchita, Koru is a Halel. That was Kiviyochel, the Mizmah Shir, the Shir Shoyim of the carbon Pesach. The way it was done is the Levim would say, and the Kol HaKol, the Yisraelim that were there, Im Korban Hashem, would answer Baroshe Prokin. Im Gomru Shonu, Vim Shonu Shileshu, if they finished the Halal, they said a second time. If they finished the second time, Shileshu, they said it a third time. Afa Bishaleshilshu Miyamem. The Gemara says the Kehan Mazrizim and the Avodah was done with such lightning speed that it was over for sure before they got to the third time. It's interesting. There's a din halacha lechatchila that has to be done b'shalosh kitos, but lamaisa everybody pushed. Zvizim agdim lemitzvus to go into the first two kitos, and the middle of the third cat that went in was such a small group that they never even got lehigil lo hafti ki yishma Hashem neisha amam watan. There were very few people. So how did they choose? If everybody wanted to go into the third, there were the few latecomers. Let's say nobody wanted to go into the third. Was there a goyro? Not bavur. But that's the halacha. Mishneh Ches. K'maseu b'choyl, kach maseu b'shavas. There was nothing different about the way the Korban Pesach was nishchat on choyl, in the Yimei choyl, as on Shabbos. The Mishnah seems to be emphasizing that there's nothing different about the Avodah on Shabbos. Now, L'chayra, the Etzim Shechita, which is a Melocha, but we know that Avodah Bizmana has to be done even on Shabbos. Whether there would be a Mokim to be Memayit in Avodah, that's something that we'll have to see, Mitz Hashem, in the Halachas of the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, which is primarily in the 6th Perek. Elisha Kehanim, there was one difference. The Kehanim Medichin Eswa Azorah Shaloi Bitzoyin Chachom. There was the regular Seidu HaAvoidah, is that after the Kat Shlish is finished the Korban Pesach, so then the floor of the Azor, the Ritzpah, so Azor was full of the dam of the Korbanus. Not all the dam went into the clay, be Mekabal dam. You don't have to be Mekabal all the dam, it's the dam HaNefesh. It's plenty of dam that comes out. So they would wash off the Ritzpah, so Azor. The Gemara says there was an Amas HaMayim, it's described in the Mishnayis, in Tomin Amidus, there was an Amas HaMayim, a stream that went through the Azorah, and there was a stopper where they stopped that up, where the water went out, and when they stopped that up, now the water stayed in the Ritzpah of Azorah, and it got higher. Same way, if you want to fill a faucet with water, you put a plug in, you put the drain in, so also the same thing was over there. They put in a stopper on the side of the Azorah, the water stayed in, and with that, instead of just having available water source, now they had the water, the floor was full of water. And with that, they would make what we call an Ivrit sponger. They would make on the Ritzpah Sozor. Says the Mishnah that it was Shaloi B'Tzoyin Chachom. This was the regular Seder Havoida. It was Shaloi B'Tzoyin Chachom to do this on Shabbos. Shabbos, no Malacha involved. It's only a Shvus L'Chayr Tircha. The Mishnah and Ervin, the 10th Perek, Mishnah Yud Aleph. But Afilochi was Shalevitzan Chachomim, even though they were Matir Shvusim Bamigdash, that's why the Kaam did it. But it's Mavur over there in the last Perek in Erevin, the not all Shvusim, over here was Mishum Tircha. So Memela, Beloshna Gemara over here, Shvus Tzvicha Tzeru, Shvus She'ena Tzvicha Loya Tzeru, over here the Chachom didn't feel it was a Tzarek. The Kaam felt Nekvayd Amigdash that it was a Tzarek, and that's why they did. Now the Mishnah says another halacha. Reb Yehuda Oimer, he adds another interesting anhaga that they had. It's possible that there was dam that was niskabel in one of the klisharis, from one of the karbonis, but because of the lightning speed of the hands going back and forth, the dam of one of the karbonis in one of the kalim spilled on the ritzpah, and
they moved the kli so quickly that maybe there was one of the kabbalists that didn't have a zrika. Maybe there was a group of Yidden that didn't have a zrika sadam. They weren't yotzi. They come besa. So memel they filled up the dam from the dam that was nishpach al ritzbas ha'azara. Now we might add, it's an important detail. The only dam that becomes kosher when it's on the floor is only if it's nishpach after being niskabel. There's a prerequisite. This is more sugis in the second parak in Zvachim, that there has to be a kabbalah sadam in order for dam to have a din that it's miratzim chaper when it's put on the mizbeach. It has to be dam that was niskadish niskabel in a klisharis. If the dam came out of the neck of the behemoth, fell down to the ritzbas or azor, and then it was scooped up, that dam cannot go on the mizbeach. It has to be dam that was niskabel in a kli, and then from the speed of the kelim going back and forth, it spilled. That's what we call the sugya in Zvachim of nishpach. It was nishpach from the kli, and then it was scooped up. So they would take a koisful midama taruvis. They assumed that there was so much dam mixing from each of the kelim that there was epis and mashu. The shear of a dam is a mashu. So epis and mashu, if you picked up a kli or two from the ground and you were zoyrik keneged hayisoid, there will be a something, a mashu from all the kelim that were nishbach. And that's why what they did was zorko zrika achas al gabi hamizbeach. And they spritzed it with that. Everybody, for sure, was becheskas that their dam of their karbonis reached the mizbeach. Why would the Chachamim not moide to Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is, the Gemara explains, based on a sugi menachas daf chav beis, that this is Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanu l'shitasem. Rabbi Yehuda holds, this is a famous shita over there, this is negea the avoida on Yom HaKippurim, where there was dam hapar, the dam hasoyer, and they were mixed in one kli. Rabbi Yehuda says, the fact that there was more dam hapar, clearly a par is a bigger behemoth, there's dam par and there's dam soyer. L'cho'oira, the dam soyer, becomes based on the klal, b'chol ha'toyer kula bottle b'roiv, the dam soyer becomes bottle to the dam hapar. So how is that considered a zrika, or an avodas adam, on the dam par and the dam soyer? Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the din of teruv is dam par, dam soyer, a shas klal, which we find in many places, tremendous halachal ma'aseh ramifications, befrat l'gabi teruvis of chometz, that min b'minoi, dam par and dam sor, it's not the same thing as nevela falling into vegetable soup. What we're talking about over here is dam in dam. Min b'minoi loy batli. The rationale behind that is very poshut. When a little bit milk falls into basar, if it's less than a 60th, it's bottled, there's nothing there. The milk ceases to exist. You don't taste it, you don't see it, you don't feel it, there's nothing. However, if nevela dika chicken soup would fall into kosher chicken soup, it didn't become bottle. The chicken soup just became higher. The fact that one is also one is mutter, it just became more chicken soup. What's bottle about it? It wasn't nisbattle to something else. It was just nisraba of its own kind. We'll say over a famous maramokum, the Ran Nidor Nafnun Beis explains, what do the Chacham hold? They hold that the fact that one chicken soup of nevela is osir itself is really two different types. There's the osir and the mutter, even though physically they're the same thing. But they hold that the contrast, hamivateles, is the fact that one is a chatichet disur and one is a chatichet deter. In any case, Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi loy batli. Therefore, even though there's plenty of dam, we mentioned before that not all dam has to go on the mizbech. More than that, not all dam is kosher to go on the mizbech. Only dam hanefesh. Dam hanefesh, by the way, is the only dam that there's a chayvik krisus. Rachman son, if somebody is oichel dam, chelim and dam are chayvik krisus. Only dam hanefesh, because that's the dam. The Pasuk says in Parshas Tzav that goes on the Mizbeach. The dam that comes out of any other part of the behemoth, which is not dam that spurts out from the Shechita, is not Chayvei Krisus, it's Posel Lezriko. It's not that dam. It's not dam HaNefesh. In that case, a lot of the dam that was on the Ritzbus Hazor, Roiva the dam, from the Shepselach that came out, was not dam HaNefesh. If that's the case, most of the dam is Posel Lezriko, and it's Mevatel, the dam that was Koshel Lezriko. What type of Eitz is that? Rabbi Yehuda is l'shita, so he holds dam bedam, min b'mine loy batli, and therefore the dam is still kosher l'zrika, and it was spritzed on the mizbeach. That's the machlokes over here.